And also being a ranger in Yosemite, that must have been really fun. I mean, maybe the tent thing was not the best, but there's probably a lot to it that was really great.
Oh, it was great. And, you know, I had to lecture and teach and take people on hikes. I had a hike, a lecture that was called Close Encounters of the Furred Kind, which taught people about mammals. And I passed out mammal skins and I taught them tracking. I learned stuff from Native Americans there who'd lived at Yosemite. So they taught me a lot. And then at one of my hikes, I would lead people up to the top of Yosemite Falls once a week. That was a full day job all day long. And I'd have them read poetry up at the top. So I got to work my English background into the nature. So that was terrific. And I thought about it for life, and maybe I could have done it. It would have been a different life. But the thing that got negative about it for me was one of my friends who was a Native American ranger who was really accomplished. One day he woke up and he got his transfer papers from Yosemite, which is the top park in the country, to some Rattlesnake Canyon in Arizona. And when you're a ranger, you're a federal employee and you just have to do what they say. And so he got this transfer out to the desert where he wasn't going to see anybody or use the skills he'd already developed in Yosemite. So that kind of was a wake-up call. I thought I needed something where I can write my own ticket better.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. And that's unfortunate. You think that the park would recognize someone